Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Pinchas Tav Shin Ayin Gimel is Tes in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 331st daf in Shas. We're going to begin on Chesam Abeis, where the Mishnah is going to analyze about 10 lines from the bottom the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how a martef is supposed to be checked, how a wine cellar is supposed to be checked. That will bring us to the next Mishnah on Tes Amid Aleph, which tells us that we do not have to be afraid once one has done a bedika that the chametz was moved by a weasel, and it will then take us to one of the most important Shas Dapim in all of Shas. That daf will begin to analyze many halachos in regards to chazakas, status changes. The Gemara will discuss in Tes Amid Beis the rule, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, that if there is a definite and then a question that was raised about the definite, that question doesn't have the ability to change the status of the definite. The Gemara will then introduce us to the rule that Chazaka Al-Chavar She'en Motzi Mitachas Yado Davar She'en Masukan, the reliability of someone who has taken upon himself extra stringencies in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. The Gemara will continue to challenge the rule Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai onto Tes Amid Beis. And then the Gemara will come back to discuss the weasel of the Mishnah pulling chametz from one direction to the next. And then finally, on Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara will introduce us to the concept of Rov and Kol Kavua, Kemechtza Al Mechtza Dami, two extremely important concepts in Shas. Daf Tes in Pesachim stands in a special league. It's in the league of Chulin Yud Aleph, Nida Daf Beis, some of the most classic rules in Shas one could be introduced to here in Maseches Pesachim. In fact, all of the above rules really, in our journey through Shas Beizer Hashem, on the 331st Daf, most of these concepts we have not been exposed to yet. So let's Beizer Hashem begin 10 lines from the bottom, Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shuras. The Mishnah told us that the requirement according to Beis Shammai is Shtei Shuros Al Pnei Kol Marteif. There's a requirement for a person to check two rows throughout the wine cellar. What exactly are those two rows? Here we'll have two opinions amongst the Amoraim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shtei Shuros She'amru Min Ha'aretz Va'ad Shmei Korah. Rashi explains that it means the two outermost rows that face the doorway. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rashi also presents to us how people generally stack up the barrels in their martef. Many Gemaras with translations now give you the diagram for this opinion of Rav Yehuda, as well as the next opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Yehuda again is Shtei Shuros She'amru Min Ha'aretz V'ad Shmei Korah, the two outermost rows that are vertical. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shura Achas Kamin Gam. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says it's only the outermost row that vertically is piling up, as well as the horizontal row against the ceiling. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yehuda, we have a brisa that supports the position of Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, as well as a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai Omer Shtei Shuros Al Pnei Kol Amartev. Beis Shammai had said, Shtei Shuros Al Kol Amartev, Shtei Shuros She'amru Min Ha'aretz V'ad Shmei Korah. That means from the ground until the ceiling, two rows. Yet there's another brisa, Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Shuros Al Pnei Kol Amartev, Chitzon Eroas HaPesach, V'Elyon Eroas HaKorah. The outer one is the one that you could see the whole first row, and then the upper one that sees the ceiling. As if it's a gam, as the Gemara suggested before, that all the other rows do not require, just the top row going horizontally across against the roof, and then the one that's going down. We learned in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel had disagreed. Beis Hillel Omer Shtei Shuros Hachitzonos She'hein Al Yonos. The two uppermost rows. What exactly does that mean? Amar Rav. Rav said, Elyona v'shelamate imenu. The uppermost row against the ceiling, as well as the row below it. Ushmuel Amar, Elyona, the uppermost row, and the one below it as well. The music that you're hearing in the background is it's now, we're recording this Erev Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, and before the siren announces 40 minutes before Shabbos, there is, it's actually not music because it is now the 3 weeks, but there are nigunim of Shabbos Kodesh that play in the background. Shmuel, however, disagrees with Rav. Shmuel Amar El Yonah V'Shelefnim Heimenu. The top row, and then the next one afterwards. If you take a look at the diagrams, both opinions within Hillel only require one row of barrels. Not to the extent of, or even more precisely, the expanse of the entire wall or the entire roof. Just the top row and the one afterwards, according to Shmuel, or the top row and the one below, according to Rav. My time to Rav, why did Rav decide that, according to Beis Hillel? D.A. Chitzonius. He says that Beis Hillel only spoke about the outside. If it's only the outside, so then both rows are the outside ones, and it's the upper, the one that's closest to the roof, and then the one right below. Asks the Gemara, but also says, Elyonos, Shuros Hachitzonos Shel Elyonos, according to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, L'miute Tasoi D'Tasaisa. It's coming to exclude the lower ones. In other words, at the top two, but doesn't mean Dafka, the top ones. Ushmol Omer, Elyonos V'Shelefnim Emenu. It says Elyona, so it has to be Dafka the Elyona, the top two against the roof. My time a Diek Elyonos, because it says Elyonos. Ask Gemara, but what about Chitzona? Vachitzona Kitani? Lemiute Gavaisa de Gavaisa. No, it's coming to exclude the other rows that are against the roof, but are towards the inside. Rabbi Chiya Tani Kavasid Rav Kula Tanoi Tani Kavasid Shmuel Velchusa Kavasid Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel, which will come out. Of course, we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, and that means El Yonah V'Shelefnim Emenu, the top two rows that are running against the roof. This Bezer Hashem brings us to the next Mishnah. Until the siren, we will continue on with the sound of Lo Seivoshi Mojitz in the background. Zok de Heilige Mishnah, Ein Choshishin Shem Agira Chulda, Mi Bayis Lebayis, Umi Mokum Lemokum. One does not have to be concerned when it comes to chametz, that a weasel dragged chametz from one corner to the next, if the corner was already checked, as well as it seems in the Mishnah, from one house to one house, and as well as Mokum Lemokum, the Gemara will expand on that expression. Dim Cain, because if we should be worried about that, even if someone checked his entire courtyard and all the houses inside, Dim Cain, Mechatzer Lechatzer, Umeir Leir, Ein Ladover Soif, then we should always be concerned, even if a whole city was checked, maybe a weasel dragged it from one city to the next. Says the Gemara, Taima Delo Chazina De Shakel, the rules of our Mishnahs only apply if you don't see that the weasel had taken it into an area that was checked. Ha Chazina De Shakel, but if you see, Chashina Nuboy Bedika, then of course you'll have to do Bedika. That would be self-evident, one would have thought, but actually, the Gemara has an argument why even if you would see a weasel take it, you might still have room to be Mekel. Vamai, says the Gemara, 5 lines from the top of Teslam and Aleph, Neima Achlis say, why don't we say that the weasel ate it? Milo Tnan, didn't we learn a parallel case in a totally different Seder in Shas? We jump. This is the beauty of Shas. We jump from Seder Moed all the way to Taharis. In Olos, Perek Yuches Mishnah Zayin, we learned, Midoros Ha'akum, if there are residences of Gentiles, Tmeim, Rashi explains, because in those days, the Ovdei Kochavim, when a woman would have a miscarriage, would bury the fetuses in the houses. And the guy, who is Metame, B'misasan Be'oel, according to the Rabbanan. Hence, we need to assume that the house is Tame. V'kama Yisha B'modor V'yeh Modor Tzarech Bedika. And how long does a guy have to be in a house to have a chshash that there was a nafel that was buried there? Tzarech, that's arboim yom. V'afal pishen lo isha, even if he's not married, which is discussed there. V'kol mokom shechulda v'chazir yahochol nahalach, ain't tzarech bedika. However, where a weasel can come, or a pig, so then in such a case we would presume that they had eaten the nafel. So too over here. Why don't we presume that the weasel ate the chametz? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rizei Lakasha. Habe basar v'habe lechem. There's a difference between meat and bread. Bebasar loy misharya. Meat, these animals will devour. Belechem misharya. But bread, they'll nibble a little, but they won't eat it entirely. Amar Rava. Rava asked, Hai mai. Bishlei mahasam. Emer have, emer loy have. Maybe it happened that there was an afel. Maybe there wasn't. V'im tim salom have. And even if there was an Amer, an Aphel, Amer Achlasay, then we could rely on the fact that it was eaten. There's a siren. It's a Safek, and there's a Vaday. Shabbos begins 40 minutes before Shabbos, as we're introduced to the fantastic concept. Over here we have Safek and Vaday. In such a case, we know for sure that the weasel brought the chametz into the area that had been checked, and there's only a safek if he ate it, so we should evoke the rule of ein safek motzi midei vadai. The Gemara, Be'ezer Hashem, will challenge that. We will continue together, Be'ezer Hashem, on Motzai Shabbos, a guten Erev Shabbos. May Shabbos bring us Menucha Chaye Lamim, and Shabbos Himalizik Ulegurfua Shlema Krova Lavo. And may this Kedusha Shabbos bring us a little closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Torasov. Be'ezer Hashem will continue. Gemara's Kasha Ve'ein Safik Motzim Midei Vaday. We now continue on Chatzos, Matzai Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas. We have a little bit more Kedusha Shabbos to complement to our Amelus B'Torah. And we're up to this beautiful concept of Safek motzi midei vadai. Our Gemara had asserted that the weasel is a vadai, that he took the chametz, and there's a safek whether he ate it, and therefore ain safek motzi midei vadai. Asks the Gemara, ain safek motzi midei vadai, is that true? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Braisa, chaver shemes, if there's someone who has a chazaka that he has only fruits that appropriate trumas maisers have been taken off, v'imich migura malaya peros, and he leaves a drawer full of fruits, they retain the status of this individual of being a chazaka mesukan, that the appropriate trumas and maisers were taken off. Ask the mar, hani piri. As a rule, all peros start off as certainly being tevel, untithed, v'safik musarin, and then you have a safik whether the owner took off the tithe. V'safik lo musarin. We're not sure if he did or he didn't. The Ka'asi Safik Umotsume De Vadai. And we see that the Safik takes out from the Vadai. Answers the Gemara, no. When you have a Chaver, it's not a Safik whether he's going to take off. It's a Vadai. Hasan Vadai Vadaihu. De Vadai Ma'asri. Certainly the Chaver will take off Ma'asri. Kid Rabbi Chanina Chuzah. As Rabbi Chanina Chuzah taught, Dom Rabbi Chanina Chuzah, Chazak Ala Chaver, Shein Moitzi Mitachas Yodoi, Dover Shein Masuk. And there's a presumptive status of a Chaver that he won't allow anything out of his hand, not even to put in his drawer, that has not been tithed. V'baisema, if you want to give you another teretz, safik v'safiku, there's also another safik on the other side. In other words, it's not necessarily a vadai teva. Dilma meikara emar delo tavil. It's possible that it never became teva. How could that be? Ki reboshia, dam reboshia, ma'arim adam atvuasa v'chnisa v'mot shalah. Rabbi Shia taught a trick that a person could bring wheat into his house and not be chayiv in the hafroshes, trumas, and maisers if it's still in its chaff. So then in such a case, when he brings it, normally ri'as pnei abayis, the moment he enters his house, it's chayiv. However, that's considered shalom kederech, and therefore, he's going to be pater maiser. So since there are times, fruits would not be chayiv, the fruits and the grain. For example, there are instances of ma'arim adam al tvuaso that will actually bring the fruits in without being tevel, or the harvest. So then, in such a case, it's not a safek altogether. So it's not vaday altogether, excuse me. So it's a safek and safek. So then, there's no kasha on our rule, ain't safek motzimi de vaday. That's the Gemara's teretz for that topic. However, asks the Gemara, "Vein savik motzmi devadai." Three lines from the bottom of Tanya. Didn't we learn in Brisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught, "Ma'aseh b'shivchaso shel meitzik echad b'rimon."
there was a Shivcha Kenanis of an oppressor, in other words, a tough fellow, a difficult person, or even a criminal, Berimon, Shehetela Nafa Labar. He placed a Nefel, a aborted fetus, into a pit. Top line on the base, the Kohen came along and he peered over the bar to see if the Nefel was a Zachar or a Nekeva. Rashi explains why would he check? Because length of Tumah for the mother who gives birth, whether it's a healthy birth or, God forbid, an aborted fetus, is 14 days of Yumei Tumah for a Nekeva, and then 66 of Yumei Tahara. However, if it's a Zachar, then it's 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Yumei Tahara. Now, outside of the halacha of the mother, now the shaila is, what's the status of the coin? Bob Maisel Fnei Chacham V'Tiru. And the Chacham or Mat Kohen, Mepnei Shechuldo Bardos Metsuyin Sham, the Chulda would have eaten it. Asks the Gemara, V'ahacha Devadei Teva. Certainly there was a fetus there. V'safik Gerua, V'safik Lo Gerua. And we don't know if the weasel got to it or not. He shaita at the time that the Kohen was looking at it. So why don't we say, Ein Safik Motsimi Devadei? And here we say the opposite, because he suffik motzi devadai. Answers the Gemara, lo tema shehetela nefel abar. We're not talking about a case where he put into the bar, ela ema shehepila kimin nefel labar, that she aborted something that looked like a nefel into a bar. We're not even sure if it has the status of a nefel. If the fetus is not entirely formed, Rashi explains, so then in such a case, it doesn't create tumas leida at all. V'have suffik v'suffik. And therefore, it's a suffering and suffering. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? He was already checking the organs of the gender. So then clearly, it was more than kimin nefel. It was a ready developed fetus. No, he was checking for something else. Not the gender of the aborted fetus, but rather to see if it was just primarily ear, literally, that had come out. In other words, it wasn't a significant miscarriage. Or was it ready in Nefel? V'imtin salamer Nefel apela, and if it was a Nefel, then leidem zachar hu v'imnikevahi. Then he was checking whether it was a zachar or a nikeva. Continues the Gemara, v'ibayisim, if you want, we can give another teretz. Hasam vaday vadayhu. Even if it was a for sure Nefel, but there's also a vaday that the chulda, that the weasel is going to get to it. Kivin the chulda ubarilas matsuyin sham, since these animals are definitely there. Vada Yeruba Yishaita, then they most definitely had gotten to it already. Mihi, it is possible, adds the Gemara, Deshur Mishaira, that they didn't devour the entire fetus. Migra Miyaz Vada Gurme Yishaita, but they could have moved it, they most definitely moved it at that particular time. So it's a Vada going up to a Vada, and therefore the Kohen is going to be Tamar. Let's skip the parentheses. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rinan. We're now going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had taught us that if a person did bedikin area, you don't have to be afraid that a weasel came along and brought chametz into the checked area. Asks the Gemara, Vaktani Seifa, later on in Yudam Mebez, we learned that if you have a little bit of chametz, you should protect it from animals, leave it in a hidden place, in order that one not need to do bedika after the chametz, because an animal will have grabbed it and brought it all over the place. So we see that we are choshesh, that the animal is going to bring things into a cheskas baduk. Answers the Gemara, Marabai loy kasha, hobar ba'asar, b'shol sha'asar. Depends when we're talking about. B'shol sha'asar, when we're talking on the 13th, d'shchiach rifta b'kule basi, it's common to have bread throughout the house, lo mitzna. In such a case, then he doesn't put away particular chametz, and there's no reason to believe that the animal is going to drag hidden chametz. Bar bas lo shchicha rifta. There's not a lot of bread bekulei bati in the house mitzana. He has to hide it. This teretz is hard to understand. Immediately, Rava questions. Amar Rava, v'chichulda nevi'i? Is the chulda a nevi'a? That's a great pun, because we do know that there was a nevi'a by the name of chulda. Here it's talking about a weasel. V'chi chulda nevi'a, is the weasel a prophet? The yoda de idn arvesa v'loi api ad urta misharim mitamra, that he's not going
that he's going to know that they're not going to be bake any more chametz, and he's going to hide the Chulda is going to hide the chametz. What was Abaye's teretz? Abaye's teretz was when there's a lot of chametz around, so then the weasel devours anything. You don't have to worry about the weasel hiding it. But if it's the 14th, so then in such a case, the weasel is likely to hide his chametz. Asks Rava, but he doesn't know that there isn't going to be any more chametz around. Elo my Rava, so therefore Rava gives a different teretz that we're not going to answer, that we're talking about the 13th versus the 14th, but a different teretz. Ma shemishayir yenichenu b'tzina shematitol chulda b'faneinu v'yeitzarech b'dik achrav. Says Rava, we're not afraid if we didn't see a weasel taking it, that we're going to construe a paranoid fear that the weasel took it. The Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis is describing that we should hide it because we might actually see on Erev Pesach a chulda running around with that chametz. And then we're going to need a bedika. So as to save ourselves from that agitation, number one, probably the housewife will not be happy seeing a weasel running through the house. And number two, is it's right before the Zman of Isser chametz, and he's running around with chametz all over the house. To clean that out and to find it will create quite a tension on Erev Pesach before the Zman of Isser. Tanya Kava say to Rava, Haraitz lecho chametz acha bedika keitzad yaseh. If a person wants to eat chametz after bedika, what should he do? Mashem Mashayu yanichen betzinu shlo tov v'chulda v'tiltu b'faneinu v'yetzarach bedika. It's not based on a fear of something that we won't see, but we might even see it, and then you're going to have to check after it. The chulda, of course. Ramari Amar gzer sheminiach eser v'imotze teisha. Ramari says, we're afraid that if you can leave 10 pieces around and not hide them, then maybe one of them will disappear. And then Rashi explains, even if you don't see the chulda, but if you know you had 10, and then you find only 9, so then in such a case you're going to be stuck, and then you will have a chiyuv bedika right on the morning of the 14th, as you're leading up to the Seder and the Zman Ha'iser. That is what we're trying to avoid, answers the Gemara. The next sugya is one of the big, big shas sugyas of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzan Halachas of Rov, and because it continues well into Yud Amud Aleph, we will stop Be'ezer Hashem over here. It's already quite late on Motzei Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem will do this big important sugya of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzan tomorrow until the next Mishnah that we just referred to in our Gemara on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Pesachim.